Times, I'm Marcela Sanchez. That sound of officers firing rubber bullets and tear gas at protesters as demonstrations escalated Sunday in Los Angeles. Thousands took to the streets after President Trump deployed the National Guard. It was the third and most intense day of demonstrations against Trump's immigration crackdown in the region. At a news conference, Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell says officers will do what's necessary if the protesters get out of hand.
When peaceful demonstrations devolve into acts of vandalism or violence, especially violence directed at innocent people, law enforcement officers, and others, we must respond firmly. An act of violence, whether toward officers, demonstrators, or the public, will be met with swift and lawful action.
The Trump administration's new travel ban has gone into effect. Citizens of 12, mainly African and Middle Eastern countries, are now banned from traveling to the U.S. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israeli forces seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and detained Greta Thunberg and other activists who were on board.
The activists had set out to protest Israel's ongoing military campaign in the Gaza Strip, which is among the deadliest and most destructive since World War II, and its restrictions on the entry of humanitarian aid, both of which have put the territory of some 2 million Palestinians at risk of famine. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, which had organized the voyage, said that the activists were kidnapped by Israeli forces while trying to deliver desperately needed aid to the territory. Israel's foreign ministry has portrayed the voyage as a public relations stunt, saying in a post on X that the selfie yacht is safely making its way to the shores of Israel.
Two tropical storms gathered off Mexico's Pacific coast Monday, with one forecast to become a hurricane later in the day. Tropical Storm Barbara was about 185 miles southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico. Barbara is expected to continue moving toward the west-northwest, but should begin weakening by Tuesday. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on World Pride 2025.
They gathered under gray skies Sunday morning at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. for a rally before a protest march on the final day of World Pride 2025.
We're going to vote. So what are we going to do? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What are we going to do?
Transgender actor and filmmaker Brian Michael Smith.
I am someone who knows what it means to walk into rooms, to walk onto fields, to walk into places that I've been told I shouldn't be there.
Smith says there's an attack on democracy and that today's targets are trans people, queer people, black and brown people, immigrants, and women. But he says it won't just stop there because it's about dismantling democracy in and of itself. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.